I'm Chris. I'm one of the vocalists. Yeah, hi, from Druid. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Jordan, the other vocalist in the band. We have a new single out, Hang in There, It Gets Worse.
Beautiful.
You get anything else?
Thanks for joining us today, guys.
Thanks for having us, dude.
No worries, man. So Druid last week released a track, Hang in There, It Only Gets Worse. So I know it hasn't been long, but how's the early reception been?
Pretty good if you ask me. It's I can't complain, man. A lot of people have come out to us and said thank you and how awesome it is, and that's always awesome to feel and hear and see. So yeah, I can't complain on my end.
So tell us a bit more about the song from a musical point of view and what you're going for with it.
I'll give that one to George.
Well, I guess lyrically, I guess we're just trying to open ourselves up and venture into maybe slightly darker topics, by just being I guess expressing ourselves and being a little more vulnerable. I think in the past we've kind of not steered away from it, but maybe not being as upfront about it. So this time we just decided to try and make it a little bit more personal and go from there.
And then the personal nature of it deals with mental health and issues that come with it. So, speaking from a personal point of view with that, or are you sort of more generalizing?
It's coming from a personal personal experience, but I guess also just drawing from like other people as well.
With sort of subject matter like that is so personal, mate. Like, I know it's getting it out is part of the battle one, like getting it out in the world and dealing with it. But is it hard to write those sort of personal things knowing that you're going to be sharing them with a lot of people?
We always talk about this.
Yes, and no. Maybe more so when you realize that it's spoken about a bit more when the song comes out.
I don't think we ever really go in thinking about, how do I say this? Lyrically wise, I don't think we ever go in thinking too much about what other people are going to think about our lyrics. We feel we have something to say, and I think with us in Druid, what we're trying to do now is be a little bit more full force to be reckoned with instead of kind of laying in the shadows a bit. We kind of want to have a no fucks given attitude and lean into that, seeing as that is kind of all who we are. So yeah, I think lyrically wise, we don't really ever think too much about what other people think. We have something to say, and if you can relate, that's what it's for.
And I love the title too, guys. Like, it's positive only as far as the fact that it's negative as fuck. It's like, it's cool as.
How'd you like it?
It's obviously a bit of a play on words, but it's just no hope there at all, is it? It's like, hang in there. It's only getting worse. I love it.
That was kind of the idea. Like obviously, like hanging there gets better. Usual people like kind of say like trying to like or like the usual like motivational type tropes. So yeah, it was meant to be like a bit of like a joke, but like also like fits like the song concept, perfect sort of thing.
Most definitely, like, go and shoot yourself in the back of the head now because today things ain't getting any Don't do this at home, kids. Oh shit! And the choruses now, the chorus references are Bring Me the Horizon's 2008 album Suicide Season, quite appropriately. We're talking about that, so how so?
Fun. Oh yeah. So there's two tracks on the actual album itself. The Sadness Never Ends and Diamonds Aren't Forever. So it's basically taking those two titles and like combine them together to like fit the meaning, obviously, what the song is.
Well, I think you just gave the next question away there, bro. But is the song a standalone single or part of a bigger picture?
I guess that's for us to decide in the future a little bit. We're kind of just going with the flow as a band right now. I think our only direction is putting out music. How we package it right now, it's not our concern. Like I said before, we want to like be full force. So I think sometimes there's a lot of static with how we're going to package this, and I think we just want to make some music and have fun again. So I don't know if that answers that question, but
Not at
We'll
all.
see. We'll
Not
see.
at all.
My
But for me,
bad.
I can live with it. I
Awesome.
can live with it. So going back a bit, man, like Druid released your debut EP in 2019, followed by a string of singles. So was that release schedule a planned thing going into it, or was it sort of more based around people's attention spans getting shorter and shorter?
That's a great question. Shit. Now, I think not to bring up COVID because I hate it, but I think we started out, we hit the ground running with our first EP, and then COVID right there played with our timing a little bit. So we want to get more out, and that kind of stalled us. So I feel, what am I trying to say here? I think, yeah, people's attention span has one thing to it, but we also live in the studio, so it's more about us wanting to get more music out than it is really about people's attention spans.
So what's next for Druid, guys? I know you haven't been telling me fuck all, but you're gonna have to commit to something here. What's next for you guys?
Jordan?
Yeah, so I guess the plan over the is to, I guess, as you're talking about short attention span, to release like a few singles basically. So have one already in the works. We're gonna work towards releasing a few more after that. So string of singles throughout the year, basically.
Oh shit, no worries at all, guys. All right, boys. Well, thanks for your time today, man. And I look forward to hearing what you come up with next, because that was a banger of a track, man. So hopefully we get something out in the near future.
Oh yeah, you
Thank
will.
you.
You will. Thank you so much.
No worries at all, boys. Keep in contact.